agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 465789 through 465870, warrants 7829 through 7832, and one journal entry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of previous meeting minutes, and I have regular session minutes for December 6, 2021, and executive session minutes for December 6, 2021.
Yes, two other regulars.
And?
First and seventh.
Let me look. I didn't see the...
And one more executive.
And executive session minutes for December 1st and 7th. First and 7th. And regular session minutes for the 7th of December 2021.
When did you say the executive was, sir?
We have a 6th and a 7th for executive.
6th and 7th.
6th and 7th.
Mm-hmm. We would approve regular session minutes for December 1st, 6th, and 7th of 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for December 6th and 7th of 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension update. I don't see anybody here, so we'll just move on down the agenda. Insurance discussion with Aulis, Akers, and Arney, property and liability. Thank you.
Here, I do this and sit over there.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm going to go over here.
No, that's all right. I'll come
get
it.
Yeah. I wouldn't say.
Well, good morning. Thank you for giving us time on the agenda this morning. I'm Jeff Cronister with Aulis Akers Arney. Of course, you know Mr. Akers and thing. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your choosing us to be your broker this year, and we're looking forward to the opportunity to serve you. What I have today is property and casualty renewal with the Travelers. Wanted to go through a little bit about what's going on in the marketplace, just kind of a precursor to going through this proposal. We're kind of in a unique time in the insurance marketplace. We're having there's a lot of turmoil. We're in what's called a hard market, so we're seeing terms and conditions be restricted and pricing's going up. There's a lot of things that are contributing to that, but a lot of it's driven by property. And you guys do have quite a bit of property in the county. So there's some flyers in your handout that I gave you there that looks like this. One of them's about addressing the property. And it talks about what's going on in the property market and why we're seeing increases in not only in pricing but in deductibles as well. A lot of the companies taking deductibles up. Catastrophic losses is a huge thing. In 2020, the insurance marketplace had $440 billion in property losses. 21's not been as bad yet, but then this weekend we had the storms that came through, which are going to add billions of dollars to that total as well. So we're seeing a lot of that type of thing going on with the climate. Of course, replacement costs of property are going up as well. So we're having inflation on materials. We're having labor shortages. We're having, it takes longer to get a building built or rebuilt, and it's just by the materials is much more costly than it was a year ago or 2 years ago. So we're seeing some pretty good increases there. And that's going on in the reinsurance marketplace as well. So when the insurance companies go out to buy their insurance to insure their losses, that is going up as well. So they're getting hit with that, so they're having to pass that on as well. So we're seeing pretty good property rate increases throughout the marketplace. Typically, we're seeing 15 to 20% in that area in property. And that's leading to some other byproducts of issues with property, and that people are becoming underinsured because the replacement cost values continue to go up. And if you don't stay on those on a regular basis, those can get out of hand and you can be underinsured within a year or two pretty significantly. Another thing that's driving increases is automobile. Commercial auto losses are up. A lot of it is due to just the price of autos. Just like with reconstruction, the price of autos has gone up. Where it used to cost, maybe $1,000 to fix a front-end collision with a bumper, now you've got a bumper that's got four cameras and three sensors and all kinds of electronic gadgets and technology on it that drives the cost to replace a simple vehicle accident up significantly. Texting, distracted driving is contributing to losses across the board as well. So we're seeing a lot of that. And in the commercial side, people are having to hire inexperienced drivers just to get somebody in a truck to deliver or somebody in a truck to do the work of their company or their organization. And that's contributing too, because we've got inexperienced drivers out there driving who are having more frequency on the accident side. And then on the liability side, we hadn't been seeing a whole lot until probably the last 12 months. We've been seeing on the general liability and professional liability, we've been seeing some emerging risks come down that are causing some turmoil as well. Especially with public entities, all these meetings are recorded, so any misstatement or misstep of on the commission side or anybody else here can be scrutinized and can be brought, as far as a suit or something like that goes. Medical marijuana is another big thing that's going to be coming down as far as an emerging risk, and people are going to have to deal with it, and it's still kind of a gray area as far as where the legislature stands, where the laws stand, but we're seeing some things start to filter through from an employer standpoint on the decisions that you make now as far as how you handle those situations. And, of course, cyber liability is becoming a big issue as well, and we're seeing a lot of activity in that side. Do you want to go into the proposal? I don't know how much time do we have on the agenda? 30 minutes?
What you need.
Well, we've got 67 pages, but I can get through that pretty quick.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
When we talk, I understand a lot of the cost, replacement cost and everything, but when we get into the driving part and you talk about the texting, you talk, name some things there, those things, when we have requirements and hands-free and in place, and when we address those to do better and meet those, do they not help? Are they taken into consideration when the insurers?
Yes, they certainly do. Any risk management tools, resources you can put in place, the underwriters take that into consideration.
Okay.
Ultimately, they're going to look at the results of that. So they're going to look at your loss history, and your loss history has improved. It was in the last couple of years, there were some auto accidents. That's typical for a public entity that has law enforcement and road bridge guys driving around a lot. You're gonna have some activity on the loss side. But the more things that you can put in place and the more risk management that you can do on the front side, it drives those losses down. So that's where you really see the benefit of it, is when you have lower losses, your loss ratio, which is something they look at when they price it, is going to be lower. Yeah. Good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
So with the sheriff putting brush guards on all their vehicles, does that lower anything?
It should help certainly on your property damage, on the first part of your property damage. I would think that would help with replacing bumpers and grills and headlights and that type of thing. Yes, certainly. Yeah. Might have more damage if you hit somebody, but that's Yeah, I think that's probably a good thing. I don't want to get into too many details on this. There's the first few pages are property schedules. There are a couple of things I want to point out. On page 8 is where we start with the property limits and what you have as a blanket. So you have almost $53 million in total buildings and personal property under the blanket umbrella. And those assets are assigned to each building, but with a blanket, you can move those around if you need to. So if there's equipment that's at one location for some reason, you have, you know, all locations move over to the mechanic shop to get inspected or something like that, and a storm comes through and damages them there, you've got all that to use at that one location if you need to. Where we just picked it up in the last couple of months, reviewing the current policy, there's some things that I would recommend we look at on the property side, and those are start on page 11 with the buildings, the equipment at the buildings, and then the business interruption, specifically the business interruption coverage, because the way it was written currently and previously is there's a certain percentage of business interruption coverage that's tied to the building. So whatever the value of the building is, it's assigned a certain percentage of business interruption. And there's some buildings on here that have $48 worth of business interruption coverage, which really doesn't make sense. For instance, there's a carport over at the mechanic shop that has, I think it's $52 worth of business interruption coverage. And that's not an income producing. I mean, if that were to blow away, you wouldn't lose income because of that. I would propose we take those smaller amounts from those buildings that don't have revenue producing or there aren't revenue producing buildings and move all that over to a building that is. So you get kind of more efficient use of your dollars that way. But as you look through, you'll see there's some of these buildings that have $19 worth of business interruption, $52 worth of business interruption. That doesn't even make sense on why those are that way, but that's the way the policy is currently written.
Is that under the limit line where it says $19, $48, $52?
Yes. That's the business interruption limit, so that's what they would pay as a business interruption loss if that structure were destroyed. No, that's an annual number. Yeah. So it doesn't really make sense that that's the way it's structured. I don't know why it is that way, but it's not hard to change. It would just be more efficient use of your dollars to go through those buildings and see which buildings actually need some business interruption coverages and which ones don't.
You mean we'd save $48 a year, $52 a year, $19 a year?
No, not necessarily dollar for dollar, but we would basically take those dollars that we're spending on that coverage and move it over to a building that needs it more, because maybe this building or the building next door needs business interruption coverage. If it were down, if it were destroyed, you would actually lose some revenues because of that, or you'd have extra expenses moving people around. Whereas if you lose a carport over at the mechanic shop, it's not going to affect you from a standpoint of losing revenues or income. Just be kind of sitting down and kind of analyzing those things and reorganizing them.
I guess in speaking of that, I don't know that we lose any income. Now, there's going to be expenses.
Yeah, extra expenses included in that number.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And then you'll see some of these buildings that say no coverage, and that's under the business personal property. So that just means there's no specific contents in that building. It's a storage building that has equipment in it or something like that, or a garage has equipment in it, and that equipment's covered under the inland marine policy and not under the property policy. And that goes on for several pages back to where the equipment starts on page 19. Dawn and Devin and I have gone around the county to the buildings and taken pictures, and I've gotten updates on the buildings. We'll be starting a replacement cost appraisal on all the buildings and structures, and we'll bring that back and take a look and see if we're in line with where the property values are now. I think we're, from what we've kind of preliminary looked at, I think we're okay. I don't think there'll be a whole lot of change there, but there may be a few buildings that Some maybe need to come down, some maybe come up, but I don't think it'll be a big change.